Erica and I both went to the University of Virginia. At first, she didn't really see me when we first met. Let's say that.
Oh, boy. So that's how their relationship started. But as an Eagle, we always saw him, and they embraced the love.
The brotherhood, the city of brotherly love really speaks volumes.
And for me, that's what football's about. It's about getting loud, getting a little crazy. Sometimes it's a little crazy.
And for the first time, he helped us become Super Bowl champions.
We started a new theme and trend here in Philly, and that's, you know, champions exist here.
From winners on the field to champions of the community, it's Rodney and Erica McLeod on The Pulse. Guys, welcome to another episode of The Pulse. Every week, we're talking to people doing cool things, making a difference. You know the theme of the show, use your voice for good. And today we've got two people in the studio who we're just, Philly's just claiming. Doesn't matter where you're playing now, what you're doing now, you guys are Philly. It is, I don't even like saying it, former Eagles great, Rodney McLeod. Current Philadelphia great, Erica McLeod.
There we go.
There you go. And thank you both for coming in.
I love the intro. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. So we're like the sneaker ball is what we're moving around talking about right now. And we'll get to that in just a second. But give us some background. Like how did you get here? Like football player, y'all met in college. Like catch us up.
Okay, so where do we start?
So it was a cold day. No, it was yeah.
So, I mean, Erica and I both went to the University of Virginia, which, you know, we had the opportunity to cross paths. At first, she didn't really see me when we first met. Let's say that. I saw her. She never saw me, right? That's how it typically works. And so I saw her on campus. And then, ironically enough, maybe... I don't even know if it was as quick as I'm explaining right now, but shortly after we came across paths at dance night. It's a Wednesday night. It's pretty popular at UVA. And so we were at a bar, introduced myself, got the number, of course, did what I do. And the rest was history, right? Nah. So then we fast forwarded to that week and I reach out. I think I reached out 24, 48 hours, something like that. And the number bounced back. Oh, right? And this is before.
And
this is before. Wait, you haven't heard this story before. What was your number?
And this was before iPhones and everything. So we know that song. I don't know if people are familiar, that Drake song, Texas Go Green. Like that was back then. So invalid number pops up. And so I see her that weekend outside of Christian's, which is a pizza spot right on the corner at UVA. And I approach her. I said, man, I reached out. Like, you could have just gave me you could have told me you weren't interested. And so we find out that I'm a digit off. The music was loud.
It wasn't me.
That's better.
Yeah. The music was
better. Yeah, story.
The music was loud. I was one digit off. And then we ended up reconnecting. And things are
right. So were you wondering why he hadn't reached out?
Of course. I'm like, I know I'm kind of cute, you know, I have good dance skills, but no. Once we reconnected, it was like, all right, this could be kind of fun. And then took a little while before he started dating and right before Rodney headed to St. Louis for the Rams.
Okay.
He was in training and that's when...
Pensacola, Florida.
In Pensacola. And then that's when we made it official. And then we've been together ever since. So... just here, and we came to Philly in what, 2016?
Yeah.
And so I gave up my New York card and came on down to Philly. And
okay. New driver's license and everything.
We both gave up our license.
Yeah, Maryland.
Yeah,
that was hard.
Yeah, I tried to hide my New York one, but they found a way to get me. And then we're here, and we've fallen in love with Philly, and Rod won a Super Bowl here, and
yes.
6 years playing for this incredible city, great fans. It made it really easy for us to be like, you know what? We should buy a house here. And no matter what happens, we just stay in Philly and pour into Philly. So we have made this home.
Yes. Yeah, it's interesting because we were talking before you guys came in. And there's always this mindset of Philly. So depending on who I have in as a guest, if they played here, most of the people love Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
You know,
Ben Simmons aside.
Poor guy. No,
if they played here, I mean, look, I don't think he loves Philly.
No.
But most of the people who played here love it. And then on the outside, there's this, don't go to Philly. Mm-hmm. They hate Philly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Your experience, you obviously fell in love with Philly, but you've played other places.
Yeah.
What was it about here?
It's just special. The brotherhood, the city of brotherly love really speaks volumes to every single person I feel like you come across. I think every person I encounter, it feels like family, right? It doesn't feel like I met them just in that moment. I've known them for a very long time. And, you know, that's something that is, you know, near and dear to Erica and I is like family. And not only, you know, was I able to create a brotherhood and a lot of friendships on the team, we extended that and were able to land friendships outside of, you know, the locker room. And, you know, I think that's what really drew us a lot closer. And honestly, the culture, the history here in Philadelphia, like so many things happen here that you know, you're very surprised about. And the food scene is very underrated. But when you're here, every person you come across has a different top five. And so a combination of all those things have, you know, made Philly, you know, now like our second home. You know, I'll never forget where I come from. And some people, I think even I think my publicist last night was like, bro, like some people might even forget that you're from Maryland because you're just in Philly so much.
We might forget. Philly, yeah. That's all right.
Yeah.
Here, we can forget that.
Correct.
We're going to own that here, staying in Philly. He was on the field, you know, and doing things in Philly. You were in the stands, and so you saw an other side of it. You saw the reason that people either love or dislike us in Philly. What was that like for you being on the other side of that?
Well, I'm a big football fan. So compared to some other people, I enjoyed being in the stands, like with the fans, getting wild, getting crazy, cheering, chanting, getting free cotton candy from the guy in the, you know, section next to us. But it was that energy. It was I had my set seat. I requested my same row every game. I had my set seat. Granny, my sister were two staples that were always there with me. And we knew she was gonna cheer really loud, grandma. And the fans just learned to embrace it. And for me, that's what football's about. It's about getting loud, getting a little crazy. Sometimes it's a little crazy. So I warn people when they come, do not come to, I don't care if you live, die, breathe another team, you will not wear that when you come with us. It's not safe.
Solid advice.
But it's fun. I think like the song is catchy. And just the experience when the team is doing really well, you feel it. Mm. And when the team is doing really bad, you feel it. But everyone, when they just say go Birds, it just feels like that bone chilling moment of like Sundays are really great days to be in the link or watching football, I guess.
See, that's Philly.
Yeah.
You guys experienced or helped us experience one of those moments that just hadn't happened in Philly in a really long time.
Right.
Now, in winning a Super Bowl here. I know, right? What's that like? Yeah, because you went through different seasons, you've played different places, and then all of a sudden you're immediately part of history.
Yeah.
You know, forever a part of Philly. Yeah. Probably haven't had to buy a drink in Philly since.
Magical moment. And it's an honor because, you know, when you think about so many people that have put on that Eagles uniform before you, there have been greater teams than us. You know, I believe that. And for us to just create that feeling for so many Philadelphians was everything. And I think it just speaks to the bond that we had that year, the chemistry, the sacrifices, the late night conversations that went into being able to become a champion at the end. And I think more importantly, you know, what you you'll remember the moments on the field, but it's the moments outside of the field that last so much longer. That every time I look at that ring, I think of a particular teammate of mine that, you know, I enjoyed, whether we shared a moment, a laugh together, a drink together. Like, all of those moments are poured and exist, you know, when I look at that ring. So to be able to say we're the only team to do that in Philadelphia history,
so far, right?
But I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. I mean, they had opportunities to go. I'm not gonna say that in recent years.
Yeah, we're gonna get more. You always be the one
for sure. But at least I could say that you know, we were the first, and we started a new theme and trend here in Philly, and that's you know, champions exist here.
When you guys, and it sounds like you're saying that you fell in love with Philly, you established roots in Philly, you still have roots in Philly, and so then you decided to do work in Philly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You have the charity to Change Our Future. The sneaker ball has become a thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide that you wanted to do that? Why was that important, and particularly important here?
Yeah, well, Ronnie and I both, we started Change Our Future. We had this passion to work with kids, to volunteer with them. Ronnie did some other things during his professional career. No matter the city, it was always volunteering and working with the kids. And I have my own passions and peds and all of those reasons. And we said, there's something that we both have in common. So we both went to University of Virginia. But something very different about us is how we got there. So Rodney played football, and I just went in on the good old brain smarts. And I didn't use sports.
Whoa. Fun fact.
Whoa.
Take the whoa. Because you were
there. I got a certain GPA. I had to have a certain GPA to get in, though.
I had
to just use my brain to get in there, you know?
They didn't take my brain. So I ain't mad.
It was hard.
Our brains don't exist.
So. No, but it was no two joke. Completely different ways, you know? Like, you could bring on an extra even if I wanted to tap dance, they'd be like, great lady, you know, you got to get the GPA and SAT scores up. But we both went to the school together, got the same education no matter how we got there.
Mm.
And both had to succeed in whichever way it looked like. You know, Rodney still had to keep up his GPA. I still had to keep up my GPA. So our paths leading us there, regardless of how we got to the school, brought us together. And it's something really special when we say we both went to the University of Virginia for all reasons of the school. But we pull the layers back and we're like, well, what did we do in high school? What did we do in middle school? What did our parents pour into us? And education was a huge priority in both of our households. I was a sports player in high school. So I did play sports then. It was great. But it was the experiences, it was the opportunities that were poured into us so that we didn't miss a step. So when we got to college, it was like, well, I'm coming with additional assets. And that really started the framework for us when we said Change Our Future needs to have two individuals that look like them, that we can go into communities and we can say, we're here for you. We want to help support you. We want you to believe that your dreams are never that big. And that your goals are attainable. And it's how do we actually do that? So we built out a few of our programs, whether they're mentorship, leadership, conference that we have. It's our STEM program where we're really pouring into them. And then we're saying, you know, your neighborhood, there's so much going on in Philly. There's a huge call to action. You know, it's global, but in Philly, we're fighting a lot of like the gun violence. And so it's how do we create these opportunities outside the classroom, whether they are advocating for what change they want to see in their communities, or they're finding ways to bring their incredible talents to other cities, but really build themselves up. And we've really taken it and run with it for the last 4 years. Started in the beginning of the pandemic where it was like, what do we actually do? We have all these great ideas and the world is shut down. So it's how do we get food to the kids that are used to getting school lunch? How do we get them Wi-Fi? Because now we have to use computers at home. And we just adjusted to the times. And now we've come back and really honed in on what's our big why. And it's putting these kids first, putting them on the pedestal to say, I'm a leader. I can be a leader. I can go to college if I want to go to college. And I have two people that really can support them if you just lean into some of the professionals even we've connected them with through our program.
Was that always your mindset? Did you always feel that way? Brian Westbrook was here. I know he's one of your honorees this year. And he talked about that, you know, similar kind of background and coming from and having to prove that he could do it and now wanting to pour into people. Mm-hmm. That's not where you came from. We're going to get you here so you can succeed. Did you always feel that way? And then the platform just kind of was created?
Yeah. And funny story about Brian Westbrook. He actually went to my high school. We didn't go at the same time. I actually won the Brian Westbrook Award. This is like big bro moment. And then I step into Philly where, you know, he wore and he stood and played on the field. And now being able to recognize him for, you know, his great work that he's doing, you know, in Philadelphia, outside of Philly, is a full circle moment. But I think for myself, to Erica's point, like, I've always been rooted into the community since I entered the league, and I found myself, you know, doing a lot of great work aligned with my passion. And one of those, when I first came to Philly, was, you know, cancer research. And Erica and I have both been impacted, as well as a large group of us in this world, through cancer. You know, we all know loved ones or a friend, someone who's either survived the battle or lost the battle, unfortunately. And when I came here, you know, I wanted to do more. And I partnered with AACR, was an ambassador, and all those things. And so along the way, I learned. I became a big in Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And I wanted something that I could, you know, have of my own and leave behind. And we both, you know, had that same passion and love for community, for kids. And so that's what birthed Change Our Future. You know, it's a legacy in our home, and something that, you know, we can pass on, you know, for generations to come. But it is stemmed around the inequities that exist. You know, when we talk about a lot of the way, you know, systematic barriers and all of these labels that have been, you know, placed on, you know, marginalized communities and communities that we come from and individuals that look like us, how do we put them in position, in better position? How do we ensure that we create, like, these pathways of opportunity and of success, and we walk alongside them? We see it all the way through. And that's the way that we've staged a lot of our programs. It's not just in the moment, but it's a holistic approach of being able to allow you to lean in, explore the possibilities of what exists, then we'll take you into, allow you to experience, get you into the field. And then on top of that, we'll now pair you with a mentor to help, you know, guide or aid you. And then lastly, it's, you know, it's on you. You know, you now, we finish you off for success. And so it's a great system that, you know, we've been able to construct here at COF. And just proud of being able to help lead and lean into, you know, our kids. You know, how we show up for them is everything. And I feel like, you know, every time we show up, we give, you know, 1,000% to them, and they reciprocated right back to us.
You know what's interesting? And we could, you know, football history, you guys have been doing this forever. You're still playing, you know? And yet, as you go through all that, you talk about the moment, Super Bowl ring, all of the successes on the field, but both of you kind of exude that it's bigger than football energy.
Yeah.
And not questioning whether you love it. You have to love it, you know, to play.
With, yeah, going on 13.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, that's not something I would imagine you go into lightly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But is it fair to say that it's bigger than football? And when you start talking about leaving a legacy behind, in Philly, we're like, yo, you got us a ring. Like, legacy is there. Yeah. And you're like, no, we need to help communities.
Yeah, I think that's always been close to my heart is, you know, who am I as a man outside of the helmet? And that is going to last a lot longer than you know, me as Roddy McLeod, Super Bowl champion, number 23 will, right? And communities last a lot longer. And we all come from somewhere. And so how we, our motto is, you know, ensuring that we make the communities better than we found it. And I think that's always something that is at my doorstep that I'm thinking about every single day that I wake up and thinking about that student that exists within our program. Like, how am I ensuring that I set them up for, you know, success in life, for them to have a prosperous life, to leave a legacy of their own behind, to set you know, the right trend in their families, to create generational wealth, all those sort of things that are unfamiliar. Unfortunately, in a lot of our households, you know, we're trying to push on to them. And so community is everything. And football is what I love, but it's solely what I do.
Yeah, not who you are, it's what you do. Yeah.
Correct.
And it's given us this great platform. Yeah. I think great platform and incredible city. To if it wasn't for you playing football and then coming to Philly, we wouldn't have found the city. I mean, like you said, it might have not been the first or second or third place on the map that we would have landed if it wasn't for football. Mm-hmm. So it's become a city that we've been able to embrace and
laughing because I'm wondering how mad Cleveland is right now. We're having this discussion. We're talking about the Philly and the roots. Yeah. And you give everything to your team.
Yeah.
But Cleveland's sitting there like, oh, we still got a season.
Yeah, what's going on? Like, yeah, whose side are you on, right? Yeah.
But it's comfortable for us. I mean, it's halfway home for both of us, so you can never take that away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's cold in Cleveland.
It's a lot of things in Cleveland. Like, look, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna disrespect the team you're playing for.
No,
but I'm from Philly, like, and I'm Eagles. It's a lot of things in Cleveland. Like, y'all need to go ahead and come on back. You announced your retirement.
Yeah, 4C, right? Yeah, like going
like
to next year, right?
Yeah,
you
said I'm not gonna do this again.
Yeah,
so you're what, doing like a one last lap, trying to get a championship in Cleveland. I mean, you're 33, 34?
34 next month.
Happy birthday. And announcing retirement.
Crazy. Like,
y'all are ready? You ready to do this?
I think.
Come snowbirds, move to Florida. You
know, I don't necessarily know what I'm getting myself into. Football has been a part of me since the age of 6. And, you know, we just covered, you know, how I'm so much more than, you know, just football. But at the end of the day, that's been a large part of our life. And, you know, when you remove that, you know, where do you see yourself and where do you exist in this world? Is something that is a great challenge for a lot of retired players. And, you know, I've tried to do the best that I can to be able to make that transition just a little smoother. But you don't know until it's time. Exactly.
You got
so
that Kelsey moment.
Yeah.
Back going,
and right.
Maybe I want to play a little
correct.
Bit more.
Creep back on. Do things behind the scenes that she doesn't know about. Low key working out late at night. I thought you said you were done.
Are but, you ready? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. But no. But honestly, for me, you know, I'm just staying in the moment. I think that's most important is not to get ahead of myself. You know, and now that I've placed that retirement piece in the air to focus on the end, but worry about the now. And so if I do that each and every day, I think, you know, I'll be content and I'll be proud of what I've been able to do in this last run.
Let's do a couple of quick ones after we do sneaker ball.
Okay.
We kind of talked in general perspective, then we'll do a quick round robin.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaker ball. June 20th, you talked about all the things that it does and the, you know, kind of the reasons behind it. But for people who are trying to figure it out, what is the sneaker ball? How do they get involved?
Yeah, Sneaker Ball. It's our fourth annual Sneaker Ball, June 20th, like you said, at the V. But it's a night of fun, fashion, philanthropy. You get dressed up, you wear your sneakers. Another one of those staples we created in the middle of the pandemic. People were wearing slippers and sneakers. And for us women, going down to a flat, it's genius for a four-hour event, right? But it is a way for everyone to also feel comfortable, to be able to connect, to network in the room itself. But we have live and silent auctions. We will have a Taste of Philadelphia, which this year is our first year doing, a chef's competition, who will have the best food in the room. We recognize our Changing Lives Award, which are educators every year. We have our Game Changers that we also like to recognize for their work in the community. As we mentioned, Brian Westbrook. We have Mitch Stoller from AACR. We have Dr. Whitney and Rohan Arjun. And then our teachers are Shayla Wallace, William McCant. So it's exciting for us to be able to bring those individuals to the forefront. And as of last year, we've included our fashion show with some of our students, which is awesome because we continuously say, be confident, you're your own brand. This is something we want to pour into you, give you an experience. So not only do they walk the carpet, but they get to interview on our red carpet a couple of the guests. But the night is so much fun that we always try not to lose the main reason for why we're there. And it's to bring awareness to what we're doing in the community, celebrate the wins, but also figure out ways to work with others, partners, raise money for these programs, because without the community, we're unable to do that. So another exciting event coming up. We can't wait to at least don our favorite sneakers. The biggest thing that we always get, so we ask people to bring sneakers and school supplies that we can donate that. This year, we're going to Feltonville Art and Sciences. But he's got backpack like with some that. Supplies.
Yeah, I got a couple things in here. I don't know.
And if you talking. Can't, yeah,
so I was giving the kids the backpacks.
You get the backpacks. We do that every year. But we also this year incorporated a way for individuals that are not going to be in attendance. They can purchase a backpack filled with supplies, okay. So that they can feel a part. But the biggest thing we get is every time that you guys have your event, I gotta go and get new sneakers.
Yep.
Don't blame us because you want the fancy sneakers. But everyone loves this part because they really want to make sure they don't have a sneaker anyone has, and they can have just complete fun with it. So excited for another amazing year this year.
Y'all have managed to create an event that everybody wants to go to. It's fun. And helping the kids. Like, that's got to feel good.
No, it feels terrific to be able to create something, again, that people can look forward to in times like these. And it's rare that you're able to fill a room with so many like-minded individuals, those who are looking to put kids first, who care about their community, who care about our next generation of leaders. And we're proud to be able to host this event every single year. We always see a lot of our Sneaker Ball alum, but we also meet some new individuals, and we're hoping that we continue to fill the room and we continue to make long-lasting relationships and partnerships. I think that's what we're seeking the most at Change Our Future. It's not doing things necessarily on our own. You know, I think we all understand we get nowhere, you know, alone. We must lean on one another. And there are a lot of organizations doing similar work. We do similar programming as others. One, you know, group in particular, Men of Courage, my brother Taj Murdoch, who's a mentor of mine. He hosts his own mentorship. We've done a lot of collaborative work. So looking to be able to reach those people with similar outcomes so that we can have a greater effect, because it's all about the impact. And we want to continue to extend our branches and help our kids, because that's what it's all about. It's about ensuring that, you know, they win in every facet of their life. So Sneaker Ball, even though it's a great event, it's the thing, right, of the summer here in Philly. We can't forget the why. and the mission behind it all. And I think when we instilled the fashion show and we allowed those kids to hit the stage, and we included them in our red carpet when, you know, adults are now coming in and you find out you're being interviewed by a high schooler that attended our conference because they're interested in the media field, like that just speaks to what we're about. You know, we're about ensuring that they have these experiences, that these moments are life-changing for them to be able to stand in a room with, you know, guys like Jason Kelsey, CEO of Comcast, whomever might, you know, enter the room, and to know that you belong, and that you're strong, you're powerful, and you're seen is
impactful. It changes lives.
Yeah.
When they came in, and we were getting ready to wrap up, they came in, they got the signed Tyrese Maxey ball. I was like, for me? Y'all didn't even have to.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we didn't. So this is also, like, you got a lot of cool things you're auctioning off. This is Tyrese Maxey's signed ball. Now, all-star Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
Most improved player, yeah, Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, that added a lot of value.
Like, probably right around the sneaker ball, it'd be max contract. Tyrese Maxey.
Speaking to Maxey, we trust after that game, I think, was what was circling around.
No, so that this always had value. I feel like it's continuing increase in value. So this is one of the things that people can bid on?
Yes. So we have this ball. We'll have incredible a sneaker museum. We have the glass sneakers that Rod loves to talk about because they're Kelly Green.
Yeah, they're Kelly Green by a home decorative called Paradise Gray here in Philadelphia.
Yep.
We have a few trip experiences for people to bid on. Of course, we'll have our sports memorabilia, Eagles players. You might even see a Brandon Graham jersey there. Jalen Hurts, you know, some of your favorite Eagles, I'm pretty sure, will be there. And also, old timer like me, I'm sure my jersey will be there. I think we're also going to find a way to ensure that we have tickets for the Philly versus Browns game. Nice. So that'll be great. Probably some field passes as well. So a lot in store, a lot going on, but a lot of great things to help continue to fund our programming.
I was going to ask you some football stuff, but it just occurred to me before I started grilling y'all about football stuff, you play for another team. So you're Philly. Like, yeah. We continue to embrace that, but you play for another team. So I'm not going to ask for predictions or any of that kind of craziness.
Okay.
What we will do, because I want you to be able to go back and, you know, have a solid season.
Oh, no, that's all
and,
love.
And do quality things. The way we end everything on The Pulse is the theme of the show is use your voice for good. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's been the theme of the whole interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you hear the phrase use your voice for good, what does that mean for you?
Oh, voice for good. For me, understanding the platform that I have, the attention that I grab, I hold a duty and a responsibility to speak up for what's right for my community that, you know, often their voices are oppressed. So for me, it's speaking out, it's challenging individuals, it's moving the needle forward and doing what's right. I think that's my using my voice for good.
Yeah, I would say using my voice for good would be advocating for yourself, knowing your self-worth, and consistently remembering your why. So when you get that opportunity, it's not one miss, but it's a chance to let the next person know who you are. So one thing I always tell, because I'm on the other side, right? Rod's the big bro on the field. I'm the big sis in the for the woman. It's never always find somebody and say hello, because that's one less person. They might not put their best foot forward, but the experiences or the story that you tell them will always leave a lasting impact on potential relationships or how do they make it through the season. So use your voice when you have it, because if you if it's pollen season, it's gone. If it's allergy season, you're done.
Our mic drop. Yeah. Very good, Ryan. Thank you so much for coming on The Pulse.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Absolutely.
Guys, thanks so much for listening to The Pulse with Bill Anderson podcast. Today with former Eagles great and Super Bowl champion Rodney McLeod and Erica McLeod, who is a current Eagles great philanthropist, entrepreneur, and so much more. I appreciated them sharing their stories, their commitment and connection to our city, establishing roots here, but also having a higher goal of making sure young people get the resources and support that they need. Do me a favor, hit the like, subscribe, follow, whatever button you need to hit so that you get a notification every week when another episode of The Pulse is up and running. And also, you can check out Fox Local, where all of our shows are right there at your fingertips. Just download the app on all smart TVs, and you can check out some of the great guests that we've recently had, including our recent 100th episode with Jennifer Hudson. You also can hit me up on social media. I always love to hear from you. I'm at Bill A. Fox 29. Thanks so much for listening, and I leave you today as I always do, reminding you whenever you can, use your voice for good and have a good one.